At first, there's only a thread of frost spreading across a pane. Oboe and horn trace out their parallel privacies. The thin sinews wander, an edgy duet built up from bare fourths and fifths. The singer enters, hesitant, hinted by bassoon. She channels a man wrung out after a sleepless night, a father with nothing left to keep safe. Now the sun will rise so brightly. The sun rises, but the line sinks. The orchestration, the nostalgic harmonies, everything wrapped in the familiar late 19th century, but laced with the coming fever dream. Bassoon and horn rock an empty cradle. Scant, muted violas and cellos in their upper registers enter over a quavering harp. The line wavers between major and minor, bright and dim, peace and grief, like the old hag and lovely young thing who fight for control of the fickle ink sketch. The voice sings, "It's almost as if nothing terrible happened in the night." Nerves gather in the broadening orchestra, joined now by clarinet and bass clarinet. Then the killing touch, the daub that Els would have traded his soul to make. The ensemble falls away to two pianissimo strikes on the glockenspiel. Then two more. A child's toy, a funeral chime, a light in the night, all rolled into four soft, ringing high D's. The lines of entwined oboe and horn return, but colored now with small, stray variants. The singer comes back to claim that death is no more than a blot on a day that is everywhere bright and gathering. But she protests too much. When the chopped-up echoes of the opening duet reprise, shadowed now by the remorseless glockenspiel, the notes begin to go astray. The lines haunt each other in parallel intervals, perseverating, like a lone figure rocking in the corner, biting his sleeve. The verse starts again, but the tune veers off into a vacant elsewhere. Now the voice rises where it once fell, clashing against the oboe's mirror inversion. You must not fold up the night inside you. You must drown it in eternal light. The singer struggles to do just that. The words try to push toward grace. The music drowns in grace's opposite. Yet the whole ensemble holds out the hope that death itself may be a brilliant light, and kinder than anyone can suppose. In the fourth return of the instrumental interlude, the The song turns deranged, and the 20th century begins. The orchestra sets off in a frantic ecstasy, gusting through chromatic swells and counterswells, shaking loose of all center, anchored only by a deep, droning pedal point in the horn. The frenzy breaks. Flute and oboe attempt the opening lines again, but they're dogged now by the tolling glockenspiel. A small voice says, "A little light has gone out in my tent." The notes set a path where their offspring must go, upward, into the light, over the surrender of the strings and hollow harp. But the song stutters and catches. The voice drops out, while the surging orchestra carries the melody forward. Two measures too late, the singer rallies, Heil, to welcome in the joyous light of day. The orchestra obliges, pushing toward redemption. But at the last moment, it falls back into minor. The last word belongs to the glockenspiel, repeating the singer's final note, three octaves higher, throwing off glints from a place unreachable by grief or consolation.